104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:07. The one thing a guy said that ended the relationship. Because we're not that. If a girl said something, we did have one call that mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
If that's the case, so be it. But I think more often than not, it's going to be one thing a guy said. But
usually,
mostly. So what were some of those things? We put it on Facebook too. Heather posted that what the guy said was pretty much went like, I kissed a boy and I liked it.
Oh. Okay.
Little Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chad posted, you can't watch football anymore.
I know, Chad.
That would be, if my wife said that, it wouldn't end it. But if she had said it when we were dating, it would have.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to find somebody that enjoys football, though, a little bit, or can tolerate.
You don't even have to. Someone who doesn't need to be with you every second of the day, in which case they get annoyed when Sunday comes and you want to watch football all day.
Right.
Because that is the worst. When
do you need to watch football all day, though? I mean, if
it's one day a week.
Are you going to watch?
Why can't I sit and watch two football games? What's the big deal?
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Even if I watched all three that day. So what? It's one day.
Okay. What if you have plans?
Well, that's different.
Okay.
If you have plans for something.
All right.
But when needy girl has to be with you every single second of every day.
Just watch it with him.
But she doesn't like it.
Paint your nails.
That's why I don't want to watch football. Go home. Go to your place.
Do something else. Yeah. Hang out with your friends.
Don't be needy clingy girl.
Oh, I like attention, don't get me wrong, but... You can be adaptable.
Be a little
adaptable,
or just be your own person. Don't put the whole stock of your life into your relationship. Jamie's on the phone. How are you, Jamie?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, thing that a guy said to you that ended it.
My first husband asked me if his girlfriend could move in.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
Oh no! I laugh now.
It's. It's such a stupid thing to say.
What?
You think?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Jamie wins.
Oh. I moved out that day and shut off all the lights, all the utilities, took the car.
Oh, my gosh. What an idiot.
And he couldn't figure out why I was upset.
You're so better off without that idiot.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, without a doubt. Holy crap.
That's amazing. Thank you for the call, Jamie.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
I'm just in shock that somebody is that stupid.
I wonder if maybe sometimes guys do it on purpose to end it.
No, I don't think so. I think they're just that stupid. Okay, come on. With Jamie, he wasn't trying to end it there. He wanted both cake and ice cream.
Or he was trying to end it.
I don't know. No, she said that he was surprised why she got upset.
Or he was just cocky enough maybe that he thought he'd get away with it. Yeah.
What an idiot.
Jordan is on the phone. How are you, Jordan?
Good.
So did you ever say something that ended a relationship?
Two words. We were at a restaurant and I was with this girl and she was from a pretty wealthy family, so she was used to things going her way, and they messed up her order, and she was just being as rude as possible to the people. And when we were driving away from the restaurant, she says, you know, I was kind of being a bitch back there, and I said, I concur. And that just set off a firestorm.
Really? That was all you said, and that ended it?
That ended it, and I'm kind of glad it did.
I was going to say the same thing, yeah. Wow. Yeah, because you'd never.
I'm being one.
You'd never make her happy. Because it's impossible to please her, apparently.
Yeah.
No, that was after we got back together after she told me she didn't like my car, and I said, I'll probably have it longer than I'll have you. And that ended it, too. So it was two statements, ended it twice.
Yeah, you're better off.
Yeah, wow. You're definitely better off.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Jordan.
Yep.
Bye-bye. You know there's been a guy who at one point said, you go before the dog does.
Oh, I'm sure.
Somewhere somebody has said that. Why do you have to have a stinky, smelly dog in here? You go before the canine does. Someone has said that before.
Oh, I'm sure.
Without
I'm
a sure. doubt. Let's see here. Who should we go to? How about let's go to Elizabeth. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
Pretty good. So, one thing a guy said to you that ended it.
Well, I was actually with a guy for 2 years and living together the whole nine, and he kind of, you know, had brought up the fact that maybe he'd want to get married in the future and have, you know, a kid or whatever somewhere down the line. And after a while, he never came to, like, my family functions, and he finally told me that he didn't want to be involved, like, with my family at all. He wanted to have, like, our own family and do our own holidays all the time, no other family involved at all. So that was kind of...
Not his or yours?
His family was not in the state. Mine is, and he didn't want to have anything to do with them.
Did he say, was there a reason why?
I think he, I don't really know. He told me he didn't believe in the institution of family, which I don't understand because he wanted to have our own, but.
Okay.
Weirdo. What a weirdo.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. And I love my family to death, so of course. So I was like, yeah, no, this isn't.
Yeah, this isn't going
to
work.
That's called a control freak. And yeah. He just wants you to be away from your family
yeah,
and be controlled.
That's nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. That's yeah.
Exactly.
Got some from Facebook.
Yeah, Rachel said you are too close with your family. Some guy said that, which goes along with the other one.
Oh yeah.
That's a whole control freak issue. Some guy is doing that. Oh, you better watch out. The other one was Matthew said, "Well, if you won't change your Facebook relationship status, we're done." I can understand that one though.
Oh, I know. I knew you were going to say something to defend that.
I can understand that one. If you are in a relationship with somebody and it's been determined that
yes.
you are together.
Yes.
Not putting it on there.
Because it's not official if it isn't Facebook official.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Refusing to put it on there is like saying, look it, I want to still be on the market. I want people to still think I'm single. They're not committed to the relationship if they're doing that.
I don't think that's it at all.
Bull crap.
If
they refuse.
If I was dating someone and they were like telling me to do it, I would rebel against it just to annoy the other person, because it's like, really, it's that important to you that I change it on Facebook? Really?
If it's opening up the door to other people being involved in the relationship,
It's the same kind of girl who wants a promise ring. No, what? Not doing it.
Promise rings are awesome.
Oh, I'm going to promise marry you. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yep. Sounds like a great idea. Oh. Anyway, on that note.
Don't even start.
We've got Stomp tickets to give away in about 25 minutes. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good
morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 823, up to 56 today. It's 40 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Enough about politics, presidents, the future of America, blah, blah, blah. Let's get back to me now.
I got a text from Nate. Who was requesting, also, I would put, or I put meat in it.
I put meat in it! Yes.
What he said was, what would be hilarious, at least in my mind, would be to hear the Mel quote, followed by Andy screaming from the fake snake. Well, first off, Nate, the snake was not fake.
Not fake. 100% live snake.
Real, live,
it was a real
hideous
one.
Serpent of Satan.
It was a real one. Not poisonous, but it was a real one. 100%.
Still the animal that tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
He said, my bad, it was a real snake.
Yeah.
He just sent me a message back.
So, I did it. I mixed, did a mashup or a remix of the I Put Meat in It with the snake incident from over a year ago. It was like
September 13th.
13th was the day.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese date, Savant. How do you remember that?
Because I wrote it down.
Okay. Here it is.
Hey, Andy.
I put meat in it.
Get the out of here now. I'm serious. Get that thing out of here right now.
I put meat in it.
Get out of here right now. Out, out, out.
I put meat in it.
I knew you were going to do that.
All right.
I need some other music other than the Jaws music. Something
I don't
you know,
have
like
a choice.
A remix
that's the only,
music.
I don't have the original audio file of me freaking out. All I have is the camera audio mixed with the... All I have is the YouTube video, really.
Right.
I don't have any of the raw parts anymore. I can't really give it a real remix. Unless you still have the original file somewhere. It's got to be on the computer you edited it on.
It might be. I'll have to look.
Or did I edit it?
I think you edited that
one. Oh, I did it. Well,
so you might have it.
I might. But anyway. So.
So glad I said, but I put meat in it.
Yeah.
I put meat in it.
Forever unprepared. Hey, top of 4.7, Andy and Mel. We have no idea what we're doing, so I'm just going to say...
I put meat in it. Yep. I have not heard the end of that since that day from various people sending me either random text messages or Facebook posts or something. Regarding putting meat in it.
You did it to yourself.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be taken out of context. It was.
It's a lot funnier when it's taken out of context.
I know it is, but it was regarding making spaghetti.
Yeah. So, believe it or not, Black Friday is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Say what?
Yep, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Wow.
That means it's almost time to start worrying about Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
So I've got a list from Yahoo of a few technology gifts you might not want to put on your shopping list this year.
Okay.
They mentioned those digital frames that were so popular 4 or 5 years ago, but apparently everybody knows not to buy them anymore. Because I've never seen anybody, I've seen a few of them up. They just look ridiculous, I think. The digital picture frames.
I like them, but I don't know. Do you remember to turn them on?
Exactly.
That's kind of the problem.
Or they're on all the time.
Yeah.
And
I think. I just think
print it and put it in a regular frame.
You just got to keep up with it if you can, you know, do that.
Just don't do them. I think they're ridiculous. Five tech gifts that people don't want. A new case for their smartphone. Some people just don't like using cases because it makes them bulkier or whatever.
Yeah.
If they do want one, let them pick it out. Because you might not pick the right style.
Yeah.
Cleaning kits. Stuff like for things like DVDs and CD cleaners. The big ones right now are cleaning kits for expensive cameras. But unless you're a person who's buying it for a real photographer, they probably won't ever use it.
Yeah, don't do that.
This is the one where I am surprised. GPS navigation units. More and more people are using their cell phone for GPS.
That's what I use.
And a lot of new cars already have it built in, so if you buy them one now, they might not use it for very long.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still like having the dedicated GPS if I'm going to be using it. I'll use my phone for it in a pinch, but I still like my...
I like my phone.
I like Carmen the Garmin better than my phone.
You named her Carmen?
Yeah. Okay. You're supposed to give the voice a name.
Oh.
It's like a rule.
It is?
Not really, but my folks named theirs, so.
What's the name of your folks?
I can't remember what it is. But they named theirs, so they're like, did you name her? No. And then Crystal came up with the name, Carmen the Garmin.
Okay.
Another tech gift people don't want is a random video game. If it's for a little kid who doesn't know any better, no big deal. Otherwise, find out what game they actually want. Don't just ask the cashier, so what's a popular game?
Yeah.
And don't buy one just because it's on sale. Now, sometimes big ones are on sale on Black Friday. Like 2 years ago, whatever the latest Call of Duty was.
Yeah, that's was right.
On it was sale.
On sale. Yeah.
But last year, Modern Warfare 3 was not on sale.
Mm.
So. And licensed products. That's meaning anything from with a celebrity or movie attached, like limited edition Halo version of the Xbox. Yeah, don't buy that unless you know they're a Halo fan.
Gotcha.
You know? Or a pair of $180 Justin Bieber headphones. Because that's kind of an expensive pair of headphones to have Justin Bieber and...
I'd wear them.
All right, guess what you're getting for Christmas?
You won't spend that much on me, cheapskate.
No, not in a million years. But I'd get you the cheap kid ones.
I would wear Justin Bieber headphones. I'm just saying. Well, I would wear them.
You're probably about due for a new pair of headphones, the way you treat the cord on those.
They're fine. Every once in a while they cut out, but they're fine.
You wrap it like it's a rope.
They're fine.
And you know, it's supposed to have that coil in it. and you have destroyed the coil. It's all gnarled and yeah. Yesterday, we borrowed Johnny's headphones for our shadow so she could hear when we were on the air. And Mel starts wrapping the headphones up. I'm like, stop. Give them to me.
Collaborate and listen.
It's 8:30. Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:43. Going to top out at 56 today. Guys, if you're wondering whether or not you've gained too much weight, doctors have a very simple test to help you check.
Okay.
Here's what you do. You get naked, you stand up straight, and you look down. Can you see your junk? If not, you're overweight and your stomach's too big. And a survey of 1,000 men between the ages of 35 and 60 found that 1 in 3 cannot.
Oh, whoa.
That's rough.
1 in 3?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's kind of rough.
See all you guys at the gym later on.
Yeah, definitely.
So, holy cow, reading some of the comments on Facebook about this.
Okay, about the one thing a guy said to end the relationship?
Yeah. This one from Tracy. You said you had a headache, so I decided to get it somewhere else when I caught him in our spare bedroom in bed with another girl.
Wow. She said that or he? Oh, no, he.
So she said, I had a headache, so he decided to get it somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
In their house, in the spare bedroom with another girl.
Well, quit having headaches. And I'm kidding. Mm. I'm kidding.
The other girl said she was pregnant.
Oh. So he didn't say it, she did.
Well, that's what he said to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole bunch of them. He didn't say anything. After a couple days of not talking, he changed his Facebook status to single.
That's rough.
Ouch.
That's rough.
Ouch. A little communication. Wow, yeah, that is not the way to break up with somebody.
No, it's not. It's
my gosh.
We were also talking about the tech gifts, you know, gadget gifts, whatever, that you should not give people. And Holly's on the phone about that. How's it going, Holly?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, what is the one thing a guy said to you that ended it? That's not Holly. Here's Holly.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I was listening to Andy and Mel discuss naming their garment, and I have to side with Andy on this. You absolutely have to name your garment.
Yeah, you do. What's the name of yours, Holly?
It depends on the name, the accent I use, because you can change the accent.
Oh, yeah, so the different voices in there?
All.
So what currently do you have? What is the current name of your garment?
It is currently Ian. It's the male Australian accent.
Oh, okay. Ah. Is that because don't they have names in there when you change the voices?
They do. I think it's supposed to be Lee.
Oh.
Growing up, I knew a gentleman from Australia named Ian, so of course I had to rename it.
If it was the male Australian one, I would name it Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, on so many levels, yes.
Yes. Yes, that's what I would. No, there you go.
Yeah, I think you should name your GPS unit.
I wasn't disagreeing. What kind of unit are you talking about?
Who are you going to yell at?
What, Mel? Are you talking? Mel has lost her mind over there. Thank you for the call, Holly.
Thank you.
Bye bye. What?
I heard name your unit.
Oh, good hell.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
I put mean in it.
So if you had a GPS, you'd name it meat.
A great idea.
Yeah. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:55. I wanted to follow up with something you were wondering about earlier, like if maybe Taylor Swift's album would compete with Adele.
Mm-hmm.
21. I didn't think so because, well, first off, worldwide, never. Because country is not that big worldwide, and
right.
Adele is like sold 25 million plus copies worldwide. But just in the U.S., she has sold over 16 million copies of 21.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift, her top-selling album that I can see by quickly looking was Fearless, and that sold 3.2 million.
Hmm.
But her most recent album sold 1 million in a week.
Right. And, you know, with that is where the comparison is Adele's 21 has moved more albums in 2012 of 4.1 million.
I just think Taylor's going to have her fans are going to all buy it right away. She's going to have the big, huge, and then it's going to fall off drastically.
Whereas Adele
was a slow burn up, stayed high for a long, not super high.
She was in the top 10, though, for a long
She was selling 200,000 copies for months.
Not 200,000. It'd be 20,000, 40,000.
No, after it trailed off, did, but it was...
But she was still consistently, in the top 10.
No, but after a while, she sold over 100,000 for a couple of months there every week. And then it trailed off, and she was still in the top 10. I mean, sometimes a good opening week of sales is 50,000.
Right.
The albums just don't sell like they used to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, looking at some of the different numbers on some of the stuff that was recently released, like a new one, for example. Let's see, which one could I do for a new one here? Toby Keith. New one, 48,000 copies that just came out. And he's number like six.
Just in case you're wondering, I've got the best U.S. sellers since this is the list since Nielsen SoundScan started tracking. So it's from 91 on.
Okay.
Number one selling album since then is Metallica, the Black Album, 15.7 million. Come On Over with Shania Twain, 15.5 million.
Wow. She's done a lot.
Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill, number three, 14.7 million.
Hmm.
Backstreet Boys' Millennium, 12.1.
Yeah.
The Beatles' One, 11.9. The Bodyguard soundtrack, 11.8.
Huh.
Supernatural by Santana, 11.7 million. You know, people like to make fun of Creed, but they sold 11.5 million copies of Human Clay.
Wow.
That was the one that had Higher on it. And with arms wide open. NSYNC, No Strings Attached, 11.1. This is a song with words. And Celine Dion, Falling Into You, is number 10, 10.7 million. Hey, you know what starts today?
What?
The state high school football championships.
Oh, congratulations, everybody.
That is playing, and for those who are not, sorry. Yeah. Anyway, nine-man games are all today. Canastota, they kick off at 11 against Warner. Canastota hasn't lost a game in like 300 years or something like that.
Did you say Warner?
Warner.
Where's that at?
North.
Oh.
South of Aberdeen.
Go Canastota!
Now be careful of this one. Okay. Dubrook area and Howard. It will be played immediately. That's the 9AA. That'll be played right after the Canastota game. Dubrook is up by Brookings.
Okay.
And Howard is just down the road a little ways.
Ooh. Go both of you.
Yeah, good
Yay.
Luck. The 9B game tonight is Harding County. They got a long damn trip for their game. Harding County, you know where that is?
It's
the farthest, most northwestern county in the state. There's like one town, a couple hundred people, and a lot of cows.
Okay.
That's...
Which is, they have a lot of cows in the road kind of scenario.
Yeah, I bet they do. Versus Cologne, that's out west too. I'm not sure where Cologne is. But
I always
think
you're saying Cologne when you say Cologne.
Coloma. winner in Tri-Valley tomorrow.
Oh, go Tri-Valley.
And Del Rapids Harrisburg also tomorrow night.
Oh, boy. Go both of you.
And then Saturday, Sioux Falls, Washington and Brandon Valley.
Go both of you.
Yep. We're not picking sides.
And I can't pick sides unless you are not in our listener area, then I will not pick you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or if it were Parker or Beersford, then we'll
say Parker. Yeah.
But that isn't happening this year. No. Anyway, it is 9 o'clock. We've got the Roller Dolls coming in here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. They've got a bout coming up that apparently they want to talk about on the radio. I always screw up their names.
You do.
So I'm just going to call them by their real names.
Uh-oh.
But
you might get beat up.
I have my own roller derby name.
For yourself?
Yes. Okay. I'll reveal that coming up in 20 minutes. It's 9 o'clock, Hot 104.7.
When the management position...
Hot 104.7.com.